Hallelujah. Can we stay right with that song? One of the scripture verses that Holy Spirit had put on my heart tonight to encourage us with is about being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. We're talking about the power of God that caused Jesus Christ to overcome death, hell, and the grave. And the Bible tells us that the same power that was in Christ Jesus that caused Him to raise up from the grave is in us. So Colossians 1, 11 and 12 says this, "Be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might." It's only God's power working in us. It's only God's power infused in us to give us enough strength to cause us to endure with a spirit of joyfulness. So if the worship team is okay with just singing that, I'm going to just open up the altars and invite you to just come and get and tap into and allow the power of God to infuse you with some dunamis power tonight. Whatever area you feel depleted in, whatever that might be, to allow the power of God to infuse you with strength. This is the only power that gives us an understanding and a peace for the situation we're in. This is that power. It is a power that strengthens us and settles us. Sometimes we feel anxious and worried and concerned, and we just need a settling. Come receive from the power of God. It's a strength that gives us hope and security. Where do you feel uncertain and insecure? Just come and go to the altar and enter in and allow the power of God to infuse you with His strength. Once we are infused with something, you cannot separate it again. So come and get what you need from the Lord tonight. The dunamis power, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, dwells in us. The authority that Jesus took from the enemy when He went to hell and defeated Satan and made a show of him openly, that same power, that same authority is available to us for whatever situation we are in. And this power gives us enough strength that we endure whatever it is that we have to endure with a spirit of joyfulness. That's a power like none other. So I don't know what it is you're facing that you need to be infused with the power of God to have a strength to endure whatever trial, whatever test, whatever form of tribulation you may be in. You can endure it with a spirit of joyfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. Through what? Through His power. The scripture says, "Be strengthened with all power according to His glorious might." His might is glorious for us tonight. This is a strength like none other. This is a strength that defeated death, hell, and the grave. This is the power that's available right now in this anointing. So we thank You, Lord.
Lamb's overcome, we sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah,
we sing hallelujah,
the Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah, we sing hallelujah, we sing
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, that we can stand here in your presence, singing hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Lord, for the power of your presence, so tangible tonight. We thank you, Lord, as we open up your word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is powerful and alive and active. Thank you, Lord, that your word breathes tonight into every area of our life. Lord, we say, breathe the breath of life over us tonight through your word. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.